Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include nearly 30,000 in one Chinese city signed petitions supporting lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. World media focus on Falun Gong as Miss Canada is denied entry to China. 104 police officers line up to quit the CCP. A documentary's producer's cultivation story. Falun Gong practitioners participate in Singapore's Jubilee Big Walk. And engineer dies suddenly during wrongful imprisonment for his spiritual belief. Now for the stories. Nearly 30,000 in one Chinese city signed petitions supporting lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. Recent lawsuits filed by Falun Gong practitioners against the former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin for his role in the persecution of Falun Gong have received support from around the world. And in Taiwan alone, more than 770,000 have signed a petition calling for the Chinese regime to bring Jiang to justice. Inside China, despite the persecution and censorship, there has been strong support for legal action against the former dictator. In Tangshan, Hebei Province, since July, Falun Gong practitioners have collected 27,461 signatures from citizens who have condemned the persecution, especially the state-sanctioned organ harvesting, and called for holding Jiang Zemin accountable. During the signature collection, practitioners heard comments like, "Why didn't you sue him earlier? He should have been brought to justice years ago. Jiang has brought us nothing but disasters." And, "I completely support this. The organ harvesting is too cruel and a crime against humanity." Many people were glad to learn that the Chinese Supreme Court and Procuratorate have received criminal complaints against Jiang and issued receipts to the plaintiffs acknowledging receipt. Some were hesitant initially as well. One woman was afraid and kept telling the practitioners, "Don't file lawsuits, just don't do it." After a practitioner spent some time telling her about the brutality of the persecution and Jiang's role in it, she eventually agreed that it was the right thing to do and signed the petition. Some people also left comments on the petition forms.
World media focuses on Falun Gong as Miss Canada is denied entry into China. Anastasia Lin, a 25-year-old Canadian actress who holds the title of Miss World Canada of 2015, caught attention of the world's media last week after being denied an invitation letter and then a visa to enter China for the final round of the pageant, which is being held in Sanya. Lin has been labeled by the Chinese government as persona non grata, or unwelcome, after she criticized the communist regime's violent persecution of Falun Gong and harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners who are imprisoned in China for their beliefs. CBC News, Lin denied entry to China from world pageant. CBC News reported on November 26th that Anastasia Lin said she was unable to board her connecting flight from Hong Kong after a Chinese official told her by telephone that she would not be granted a visa on arrival. Lin said that after she won the Canadian title, Chinese security agents visited her father, who still lives in China, in an apparent attempt to intimidate her into silence. Although she hadn't received an invitation letter from organizers and therefore was unable to obtain a Chinese visa, she said she decided to travel to China anyway in hopes of obtaining a visa on arrival. Associated Press, Lin is a Falun Gong practitioner. A report by the Associated Press pointed out, Lin, an actress and resident of Toronto, is an outspoken critic of Chinese religious policy and a follower of the Falun Gong meditation practice, which was outlawed by China's ruling Communist Party in 1999. Lin said in a prepared statement, "The Chinese government has barred me from the competition for political reasons. They are trying to punish me for my beliefs and prevent me from speaking out about human rights issues." American Free Press. Lin speaks for those in China that are beaten, burned, and electrocuted. The following are from an AFP report entitled, "Miss Canada Lashes Out at Beijing After Contest Snub." I believe the Chinese government is angry at me because my work brings attention to those human rights issues, Lin said at a press conference on Friday morning. Herself a practitioner of Falun Gong, which emerged in the 1990s combining Taoist philosophy, meditation, and Qigong exercises, Lin testified in July at a U.S. congressional hearing on religious persecution in China. Lin told U.S. lawmakers she wanted to speak for those in China that are beaten, burned, and electrocuted for holding to their beliefs. People in prison who eat rotten food with blistered fingers because they dare to have convictions. New York Times, bigger platform to speak out about the imprisonment and torture Falun Gong adherents face in China. The New York Times reported the incident with the title China Bars Anastasia Lin, Miss World Canada and Rights Advocate. Her David and Goliath clash with the Chinese government has drawn sympathetic media attention and legions of supporters around the world, providing her an even bigger platform to speak out about the imprisonment and torture Falun Gong adherents face in China.
...104 police officers line up to quit the CCP. A Falun Gong practitioner in northeast China placed a telephone call to a number in Sichuan province in October to explain the facts about Falun Gong, the crimes committed by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and to ask that people withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. A man with a deep voice picked up the phone. The practitioner asked him to quit the CCP for his own safety and informed him that more than 200 million people had already quit the CCP. The practitioner asked him, "Have you ever joined the Youth League or the Young Pioneers?" "Yes and yes," the man replied, adding, "I am also a CCP member." The man continued, "Please help me withdraw from the CCP. I have wanted to do this for a long time, but I didn't know how." The practitioner took the man's surname and made an alias for his first name to help him withdraw from the party. The man did not hang up the phone. "Wait," he said, "we are all police officials. I have many of them here, but they have not withdrawn yet. What should we do? Can you help us?" The volunteer responded, "No problem. Please have them respond one after the other. I need to know their name and what CCP organizations they have joined." The police officers lined up and came to the phone one after the other. The volunteer took each officer's surname and then made an alias for their first names. 1 hour and 49 minutes later, the call ended, with 104 withdrawals. Of them, 98 were members of the CCP. The rest had joined the Young Pioneers or the Communist Youth League when they were in school. Practitioners in northeastern China who witnessed the practitioner making the call to Sichuan were shocked. "Those 104 people who withdrew from the Communist Party are not simple people. They were once poisoned by Jiang Zemin's regime. They used to be the front runners in the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners, yet these officers all quit the CCP in October 2015.
A documentary producer's cultivation story. Justice has always meant everything to Alejandro Nadal. Even as a child, he stood up for other kids being bullied and couldn't understand why someone would want to pick on others. Alejandro was born and grew up in Madrid, but for as long as he can remember, he always sensed a strong relationship with China. Why are good people persecuted? During his research on a documentary, he kept encountering stories about Falun Gong practitioners in China being persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party. This information surprised him because he had many channels through which he acquired information and news, but he had not heard any official reports on these severe human rights abuses. Alejandro read Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong. His research on the history of the CCP helped him understand the cause of the persecution. Alejandro noted, "The Communist Party established itself based on lies, so it can't tolerate Falun Gong's teaching people to be truthful because they'd lose their control over people if everyone spoke the truth. If every Chinese person practiced Falun Gong, then no one would be on the Communist Party's side because they wouldn't want to be a part of a big lie." Connecting to Falun Gong. Alejandro made the decision to document human rights abuses against Falun Gong practitioners in China. But at this point in his life, he was depressed and questioning his life and career path. As he continued with his research, he came across an online post about a local Falun Gong practice site. In order to find out more about the practice, he joined a group of practitioners to learn the exercises and read the Falun Gong books. In order to complete his documentary, he traveled to the U.S., spending time in New York and Washington, D.C., benefiting from the practice. Alejandro found his experience in the United States beneficial to his practice. Besides pursuing his research, he joined other practitioners in doing exercises and studying the Fa teachings. He could feel a sense of happiness returning to his life, and he no longer needed medication for his depression. After returning from New York 3 months later, Alejandro's parents and sisters could all see the positive changes in him. He became more friendly and considerate of others, and was less confrontational with his parents. His mother subsequently read the book, Juan Falun. His family now supports him in his work. Letting more people know about the persecution. Alejandro utilizes his language skills to translate news about the true happenings in China. I want Spanish-speaking people to learn the truth and not to fall for the deceitful propaganda. My heart is with the Chinese people.
Falun Gong practitioners participate in Singapore's Jubilee Big Walk. About 80 Falun Gong practitioners in Singapore participated in last Sunday's Jubilee Big Walk, an annual event that attracted 25,000 participants from all walks of life this year. The mass walk this year was named the SG50 Jubilee Big Walk, which is an integral part of celebrating the country's 50th anniversary of independence. The 5-kilometer route began at the National Museum of Singapore and proceeded past more than 20 historic and iconic locations in the downtown areas, ending at Gardens by the Bay, a horticultural-themed leisure destination. The walkers had a great time appreciating the surrounding architectural styles and enjoying local customs and historic changes along the route. With drums and music playing, the walk began. As the crowd of walkers in white t-shirts walked forward, Falun Gong practitioners stood out in their yellow t-shirts, yellow hats, and white pants. When they passed by the main stage at the starting point, the host on the stage greeted the practitioners and read loudly the words Falun Dafa, printed on the practitioners' t-shirts, and said, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Practitioners waved to him and applauded. Some people were pleasantly surprised to see Falun Gong practitioners among the walkers, and some expressed interest in learning Falun Gong. Elderly Mr. Lim told a practitioner walking by him that he had seen many Falun Gong practitioners in Taiwan and in Dallas in the United States, but he had no idea that many people in Singapore also practiced Falun Gong. He asked the practitioner where he could learn Falun Gong. The practitioner told him that a free 9-day lecture workshop was being held soon and invited him to attend. As practitioners had a group photo taken in front of the Victoria Theater, which was established in 1862, and the oldest performing arts facility in Singapore, some passers-by and walkers also took photos of the practitioners and echoed the practitioners who shouted, Falun Dafa is good. Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Wang, a native Singaporean, said that she has a deep affection for Singapore and has collected many unforgettable memories at different stages of her life. She hopes that people there will be healthy and enjoy peace and happiness. She said, I hope people can recognize Falun Dafa and benefit from it.
Engineer dies suddenly during wrongful imprisonment for his spiritual belief. Mr. Dong Han Jie, an engineer from Zhouzhou in Hebei Province, suddenly died during his 5-year term at Jidong Prison, where he was imprisoned for his spiritual belief in Falun Gong. He was 51. According to his lawyer, Mr. Dong appeared to be healthy when the lawyer visited him at the detention center on August 16, 2015. But Mr. Dong passed away on October 10, 2015, shortly after he was transferred to Jidong Prison, a place notorious for its brutality toward Falun Gong practitioners. Prison officials told Mr. Dong's family that he died from a sudden heart attack. His family suspect that torture in the prison was the main reason for his death. Torture while in detention. According to his own account, Mr. Dong had suffered numerous forms of torture while being held previously at brainwashing centers, labor camps, and prison. The torture methods included beatings, sleep deprivation, electric shocks, and long hours of forced labor. He once lost consciousness after one of his ribs was broken from a beating. As soon as he came to, the labor camp guards tied him in a chair and continued to torture him. At times, the guards applied several tortures to him at the same time. The labor camp guards once tied him tightly, hung him up, and shocked him with electric batons all over his body. Sometimes the guards continued shaking his body after the electric shocks. Mr. Dong said, "The torture often left my arms in such tremendous pain that I couldn't move afterwards." He said, "The brainwashing center hired thugs to torture us. I kept filing complaints with the brainwashing center's leadership for the torture and illegal detention in the first few months after I was taken there, but was told that they didn't have to follow the law when it came to Falun Gong. The police frequently transferred Mr. Dong among the brainwashing centers, detention centers, and labor camps. The receiving agency often ignored his poor physical condition and continued to torture him as soon as he arrived." Wrongful sentencing. After years of persecution, Mr. Dong was arrested for the fifth time along with five other practitioners in February 2014. The court sentenced Mr. Dong to 5 years in prison on February 11, 2015. He appealed the sentence, but the intermediate court upheld his term in June without holding any additional hearings.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.